SBS Hindi.
Joining us on SBS Hindi today is the Shadow Minister for Trade and Investment and Shadow Minister for Resources in Northern Australia, Mr. Jason Clare. Welcome to SBS Hindi.
Thanks very much. It's great to be on the program.
There's a lot of focus on India at the moment. A lot has been happening in this space. When you were in India, what were your key meetings all about and what were the key takeaways?
I was meeting with a number of government ministers, but also with different businesses in India, Australian companies that are doing business in India, Australian universities that are promoting their universities as places for Indian students to study, but also talking to Indian businesses that are keen to set up or expand in Australia. It was a trip about listening, looking and learning about how Australia and India can work more closely together.
Absolutely. We recently saw the India Economic Strategy by Peter Verghese, and Labour has announced that they will be implementing all the 10 recommendations. As a Shadow Minister for Trade, what would your key focus be on?
Well, what Peter says in his report is that there's about 10 different areas where we can significantly improve the amount of trade we do with India. And they include everything from agriculture to health, mm-hmm. to sports, science, innovation. But the big one is education. Without a doubt, there is a great opportunity for Australian universities, but also for vocational education for organisations like TAFE to help to train up the next generation of young Indians. Mm-hmm. In India at the moment, and I know people listening to this interview will know this, but 850 million Indians are under the age of 35.
Yes.
And it's an enormous task. It's really hard, I think, for us here in Australia with a smaller population to appreciate the size of the task of training up and educating so many people. But if India is to become everything that we want it to become and that we think it will become, a real economic superpower in the making, then the key to that is education. And Australian universities can help. We already do. More than 60,000 young Indian students are studying in our universities now, but a lot of them are postgraduate students.
Yes.
There's the potential for more undergraduate students to study here. And there's also the potential for more students in India to be educated online by Australian universities or Australian vocational trainers. It's going to need all different forms of education to help train up so many people.
That's absolutely right. And you believe Australia is very well placed to do it.
Well, I think, all of us who live in this wonderful country know what a great education system we have. It's a reason why a lot of people from all around the world come to study here. In the past, a lot of Indian students have chosen the United States or the UK over Australia. But the impression I got from talking to Australian universities as well as Indian universities is that people are starting to have a second look at Australia. And one of Peter Verghese's recommendations is that we should create a central hub in Delhi where all of the Australian universities are based and they can sell Australia to India rather than just selling one individual university or one university competing against another.
And would you back it?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the most important recommendations, I think, in that report. I said when I was talking to some business people in India that Australia's trade with India today is the same as Australia's trade with New Zealand.
Oh.
And New Zealand has a population of 4.5 million people, which is about a quarter of the population of Delhi. So when you think about it like that, you think, gee, there is so much more opportunity here if only Australian businesses look at the opportunity and seize that opportunity. And one of those examples, the most obvious one, is education. But there's plenty more. Tourism is another great example. At the moment, lots of people have travelled from India to Australia to watch the Indians beat Australia in the cricket.
Yes.
The 2020 World Cup will be on in Australia at the end of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Peter sets an ambitious target to increase the number of Indian tourists to Australia from about 300,000 at the moment to, I think, something over a million tourists a year by 2030. One of the things that will help that is if it's easier to get to Australia. And at the moment, most people who travel to Australia from India go via Hong Kong or Singapore. There's not a lot of direct flights. I think there's only about 8 direct flights from Australia to India a week, compared to about 21 or 22 direct flights from Australia to China a day. So that tells you that there's a potential for a lot more direct flights. That would make the journey between Australia and India much quicker and encourage more people to come and visit.
Yes. I also wanted to focus a bit on the Future Asia plan by Labour. There's also a focus by the Labour Party on India. What would that be?
Yeah, well, India is part of Asia. It's part of what some people call the Indo-Pacific, stretching all the way from America and South America on the west coast of the Pacific Ocean, right across to the Indian Ocean and India. And if you count all of those countries from the United States on the west coast of the Pacific to India, that's where the future economic growth of the world is centered. Mm-hmm. And it's where most of the world's middle class consumers will be in the next 10 years. Already around about half of the world's middle class consumers live in India and in China and Southeast Asia. That'll be more like 2/3 of middle class consumers in the next 10 years. That means for people that are setting up a new business,
yes,
or big businesses, that our customers, our potential future customers, are right on our doorstep. They're not all the way over in Europe or on the other side of the United States. They're close. And there's a great opportunity if Australian businesses are smart and bold and have the skills to set up businesses in countries like India, mm-hmm, and can find other companies that they can do a joint venture with or partner with to help set them up, that there's an opportunity for great success there. And that's what Labor's Future Asia policy is all about. It's helping to provide businesses with the skills that they need to succeed in this new era, mm-hmm, where the fastest growing economies in the world and most of the world's consumers are going to be right here on the doorstep of Australia.
Mr. Clare, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Hindi today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS Hindi को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS Hindi को Twitter पर फॉलो करें.